Welcome back to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. It is Thursday morning, and that means it is time to check in with Jane Wilkie from Lutheran Senior Services. Good morning, Jane. How are you this morning?
I am fine. Hard to believe July 17th, already halfway through the month of July.
Oh, my.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Where does the time go?
I know all the teachers are crying that summer is halfway over.
They are. That is part of my world, part of my past. For 20 years, I was a teacher. And yes, by about this time, it is, where did the first part of that summer go? And why is it going so fast? And as all the listeners know, from a week ago, I was talking about the fact that Lutheran Senior Services has an annual golf tournament. Mm-hmm. And our golf tournament was this past Monday, July 14th. And in addition to all the wonderful vendor partners that are part of it and the great food and the dinner and all of these things that go on. I mentioned food again. I also wanted to mention that about 70 volunteers come and help out with that day. It's just a great, great experience. So yet another affirmation of people who just want to be wrapped in mission and want to do something that goes beyond themselves. Because instead of it just being a day about golf, it is a day about benevolent care.
What are the jobs of the volunteers at a
The volunteers can do everything from, so of course, if you figure you have 288 golfers, we need volunteers that help check in the golfers. And so check in the golfers, help serve lunch. We have volunteers that drive the beverage carts around.
Those are the popular volunteers.
That drive the beverage carts, that provide that cold beverage for you to drink, keep you cool. We have volunteers that help set up the auction items that we have, because we have silent auction items that get set up, and then that helps set up the dinner, the environment, get all that stuff going. We have volunteers that help us during the auction. So as they are taking bids and as they're wrapping stuff up, as they're doing this, the runners back and forth, there are some volunteers that actually, like for example, we have somebody that comes in and takes photographs of the foursome. So between those photographs being taken and those foursomes coming in off the golf course, heading into the cocktail hour to the reception, are greeted at a table, and all of those different pictures are sorted and are all out and ready to go.
It's like
and
on a cruise.
Binders. Absolutely, yes, find your picture. So there are just any number of things, and even checking out. We have volunteers that help with the checkout and the cleanup after it's finished. So it's a lot of person power. And that's what volunteering is all about. I think it's about that being looking beyond yourself and knowing that you are giving time and talent to something that really is a bigger mission. And I would be remiss if I did not chat a little bit this morning about one of our newest opportunities for volunteering through Lutheran Senior Services. In January, we began hosting a program that will actually celebrate its 15th anniversary this fall. It is called Senior Connections, and it was originally started with the Singer Institute, but we brought this under the umbrella of Lutheran Senior Services, and it is now one of our ways to reach out to seniors beyond those who we serve at Lutheran Senior Services. So the mission of Senior Connections is that no one should have to age alone. So there are our elders, residents who may live in nursing homes around the greater St. Louis area. They may not have family living in the area, or the family they have may well be dwindling. So they are alone a lot. They spend a lot of time alone. So the mission of Senior Connections is to match a volunteer 1 hour a week with one of those residents in a nursing home. Right now, they serve about 43 different nursing homes in the greater St. Louis area. You can even look on lssliving.org and click on the tab for Senior Connections, and you can even see how many different agencies or communities that these residents are living in. So the call would go out to those volunteers who are of any age, young or old, that would be willing to spend 1 hour a week with one of these elders who needs the gift of companionship. And what we are beginning to hear as we learn more and more from the volunteers themselves is that they will say, I was a little nervous about it at first mm-hmm. because I wasn't sure what I would talk about. But once they meet their resident and they start to talk about family, or some mm-hmm. might read to the residents, some have asked the families, they've gotten to know the families sure. of the residents, so the sons or daughters or grandkids may mm-hmm. bring photo albums. So you ask that resident to who are in these pictures and mm-hmm. tell some of the stories. So little by little, you really form a relationship, and those volunteers talk about how they get as much or more out of that 1 hour a week as the residents that they visit. And we do provide training. So Senior Connections does provide training. Mm-hmm. In fact, coming up July 26th is one of those days of training. There are more than 90 volunteers of various ages and life experiences who have currently been matched. So two things. If indeed you do have a desire to become a volunteer, and you would like to learn more about that, we would recommend that you call Pam Gordon, who is the LSS Director of Volunteers, at 314-262-8206. Pam can also help you out. Maybe a listener is listening and thinking, okay, so I don't know that I want to commit to an hour, but I'd love to do a great family activity, like maybe gathering my family together, and we'll make some homemade greeting cards mm-hmm. and they can be dropped off. Or maybe you know of a person, maybe it's a member of your congregation or someone in your family who you know does live in a nursing home, does not need mm-hmm. to be a Lutheran Senior Services care center, that you know could give the gift, that could use the gift of companionship. Share that name. Call Pam. Share that name. She can connect you to Sandra Singer, who is our Director of Senior Connections. Log on to lssliving.org, learn a little bit more about it. We'd love to have the gift of that volunteering. There are, of course, many, mm-hmm. many opportunities for volunteering through Lutheran Senior Services, but this is one of the newest, so I wanted to bring it to everyone's attention.
Sure. We got to talk about that on Faith and Family a little while mm-hmm. back.
And, I think it was in April.
Mm-hmm. Got to talk with some of the volunteers and, mm-hmm. and their experience. And you're right, they ended up gaining more from it than far more than they expected.
Mm-hmm. And I do believe that that is a wonderful gift. Two of my staff members, one Senior Connections, came to Lutheran Senior Services, have been trained and volunteer and have been matched with someone. And they said it was just, it's an absolute delight. It's a highlight of their week.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So Pam can be reached again for answering more questions at 314-262-8206. And my devotional thought as we close out our segment this morning is, you know, that the point at which we try to think about what more can I do? Mm-hmm. We know that we have been gifted in so many different ways. We are all so different. So I know that for some of the people listening, they may be thinking, well, that's easy for her to say. She could probably talk the knob off of a door. So of course, she's going to want to volunteer with someone and chat and form a relationship. You probably don't even want to be in line with me at the grocery store, because if I'm in line, I'm going to start a conversation with you. But I know that's not everyone's gift and desire. So there comes that time of trying to find out, how do I give back? How do I serve through volunteering? And I always go to the verses in Romans 12, 3-8. I love those verses that talk about the different gifts. So I just wanted to share those verses with us today. For by the grace given to me, I bid everyone among you not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think with sober judgment, each according to the measure of faith which God has assigned him. For as in one body we have many members, and all the members do not have the same function, so we, though many, are one body in Christ, and individually members one of another. Having gifts that differ according to the grace given to us, let us use them. If prophecy, in proportion to our faith, if service, in our serving, he who teaches, in his teaching, he who exhorts, in his exhortation, he who contributes, in liberality, he who gives aid, with zeal, he who does acts of mercy, with cheerfulness. So there are so many things. You know, just a few moments ago, I was talking about spending an hour a week with an elder, with an older adult. But there are also many other things within our own congregations, teaching Sunday school, singing in the church choir, using those gifts, being that greeter, being that usher, being that person who volunteers in the church office or in one of our LSS communities to sort, to help file, to put stamps on a mailing. There are so many different things that we could do according to our gifts. One of the visuals in a women's Bible study that someone shared years ago about this idea of being part of the body of Christ talked about the fact that we may look at each other and say, I should be more like that, or I wish I was more like that, and really use that visual and said, well, what if the ear looked at the hand and saw that beautiful ring on the finger and said, I wish I could wear rings like that? Well, you try to put that ring in your ear, and obviously it's going to fall out, or it's going to block you from being able to hear. So we are all made differently. We are all gifted in a different manner. But there are so many needs out there. So I would offer up encouragement that we all take a look at our opportunities and where might we serve, and to find those opportunities that match our gifts, because we are all part of one body in Christ. And here on earth, while we can yet serve before we get to heaven, we can do so through a variety of acts of mercy.
Amen. Well, thanks, Jane. Always great to talk with you and hear what's going on at Lutheran Senior Services, lssliving.org. We'll talk again soon.
Yes. Have a wonderful day.
Thanks, you too.